We are now in the Advent season of the Church, the time of waiting in our lament or in the suffering as we wait for the return of the Christ. We live in the hope of Jesus' return even when all things in our world seem hopeless. Who could imagine God's favor like Mary receiving a call from the angel Gabriel? Could anyone be worthy of bearing the child, the King of all eternity? What does he mean when Gabriel said God looked on her with favor? God did not grace Mary because she was special. Mary is special because God graced her. If God needed to find just the right person for the job, nothing would ever be done. God takes us just the way we are and works with us to shape us like a potter into the disciple he knows we are. God has given us gifts we seldom use, or in some cases are unaware we even have. On the fourth Sunday of Advent, we'll hear the angel telling Mary she has found favor with God and will conceive and bear a son. The angel tells her what will happen, and his name will be Jesus, which means God saves. God holds all the cards in this arrangement. Mary was not a barren woman. Mary was not homeless, and Mary was not pleading with God for anything. Mary, at that time, engaged to a man from a chosen family of David. God will not hear her cry out for about 33 years when her son goes to the cross for all humanity. Mary has only one question. How can this be? Gabriel tells her the Holy Spirit will make this happen. She responds, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." She will go and share the news with Elizabeth. While she waits, she will go. Mary was not special before this conversation, but she surely became special after. God calls us for special services as well. We are called to go if we listen and respond to the voice of God. God may call us through the people around. God may call us to respond when we see someone in need. This is our day, so we need to be alert to God's call. From the time Isaiah told the Jews to return to Jerusalem until Mary conceived the child was about 500 years. They have been waiting for the coming Messiah for 500 years, longing for his triumphant entrance. How long has it been since Jesus was born and crucified? It's been over 2,000 years. That's how long we have been waiting for our Lord to return. We have been waiting for the return of God four times as long as the Jews waited for the Messiah to arrive. So do we just wait? No. We are actively waiting for the final day, but we are actively doing what God has told us to do. Like Mary, we will go. We will sing. We will rejoice and praise the name of the Lord. The psalmist says, "Praise the Lord, praise. O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord." God gives us an open gate we will go to as we wait. Like Mary, we will go out praising God, and loving our neighbor. We are all called to love our neighbor, and this time of year, we love them with gifts of food, clothing, and caring. This great news is for us and includes all people. We may feel like the outcast people of the Old Testament, now included in the covenant promise of the blessing given to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. We will receive the blessing with Israel. God created all things and loves his creation. We are part of that creation, included in the covenant. God opens the gate to all people, and we will go to tell this good news to all people. We may be as special as Mary is when we hear the call of God and respond to that call. Go, sing, and praise God for the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of the prophets, you sent John into the world to proclaim the coming of your Son. Give us ears to hear, the proclamations of your promises, and eyes to see your presence in this world. Open the gate of hope to all your creation in Jesus Christ. Amen.